A snapshot of the best places to work in the federal government is going to be released by the Partnership for Public Service. Researchers looked at satisfaction among men and women in 10 categories, including pay and leadership. John Palguta, the Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service, joins us now with more on what they found. John, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Tom. Always a pleasure.
So tell us, there was some discrepancy in the job satisfaction expressed by women and men. What's that all about?
Well, this is a good news versus something to look at news situation. We took the data on best places to work, which you might recall is based on OPM's Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey. We took last year's data because we're still waiting for the 2011 data. That will be coming out later this summer. But we took last year's data. Of course, earlier last year, we did the rankings on best places to work. But we also wanted to take a look, while we're waiting for the new data, take another look at the gender differences. And the good news is that the perception gap, the what men versus women think of their workplace, that gap is closing over time. You know, we've been doing this since 2002. And what we're finding is that perceptions of men and women on the workplace is getting closer, but and this is the you know, something still to look at, there's still a gap. Men do tend to be a little more positive than women. It's very close on most questions, but there's two sets of questions. One about a couple questions about empowerment in the workplace. For example, how satisfied are you with your involvement in decisions that affect you? And then another couple questions on fairness, whether or not, you know, personal favoritism, arbitrary personnel actions and all that are not tolerated. Those categories see a bigger difference between men and women, men being more positive, if you will, women not so much so. And then we see, when we look at individual agencies, we see that perception gap is larger for some agencies than others. For example, on the empowerment questions, women in the VA, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, and the Nuclear Regulatory Commission have a gap between 7 to 10% lower than men. You know, they're more negative than men. Although in the case of Nuclear Regulatory Commission, you know, which is still the best place to work in government in the rankings among large agencies, they're still, you know, women in NRC are still very positive, but it's 7% below that of men.
Well, John, the question then is, are the opportunities and the promotion levels and the levels of people that make it to the GS-15 and SES among women versus men, was that data correlated with the perceptions as expressed in the survey? That is to say, is there really something different in women's experience, or is it how they react to it?
I think it's a couple of things, Tom, and you might recall I used to work at the Merit Systems Protection Board, and coincidentally, they also released on the same day last week a report updating a 1992 study. The new study from MSPB is Women in the Federal Government, Ambitions and Achievements. It updates a 1992 report that I actually worked on called A Question of Equity, Women in the Glass Ceiling in Government. What MSPB found was that the actual situation for women is getting better. They now, for example, make up 30% of the senior executive service. In 1992, it was only 10%. So, you know, what we're finding in our survey data, which is very consistent with what MSPB found, was that the working situation, the environment for women in government is getting better, measurably better in terms of promotions, in terms of serving and management and all that. But it's still not entirely a level playing field, if you will. And that's being reflected, I think, in some of the data. And then it's, I think you also, well, there's two interesting tidbits. One, if you look at non-managerial federal employees currently, very little difference between men and women who are not managers. When you look at, for example, work-life balance, managers who are women tend to see things, a little more negatively than men. I think, balancing the job of being a federal manager, which is a tough job, plus, whatever's going on outside the work, a little tougher for women than for men.
John Palguda is the vice president for policy at the Partnership for Public Service. So it seems to be that the differences in perception and the actual differences expressed by promotion rates and so forth is on a positive trajectory. Would you say that the data show that it's just a matter of time till the dinosaurs are finally retired and people that grew up with male-female equity and never knew any difference take over fully and then maybe all this will disappear?
Well, actually, that's a nice summary, Tom, because the trend line seems to be going in that direction. I have two daughters who are, recent grads. And I think life for them is going to be better than for women who are coming out of college in the 70s, like I did. So I think, if we keep the efforts underway to make sure we have a positive work environment for all employees, because women are obviously going to be a huge part of the future, I think we're on the right trend line. What we're finding from the data is that, we're not there yet. We still have, a little more work to do. But, the glass is half full, if you will, or maybe
John,
even more than half full.
And on the pay question, I mean, there's always this debate whether women and men as a workforce in totality are paid the same. And studies come out regularly showing that women seem to make less than men. But in the federal government, job for job, if a woman is promoted to the first level of GS-15 or the first SES, or a man is, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's impossible to pay one more than the other because the pay scales are set, right?
That's right, Tom. There's a lot of problems with the general schedule system, but it is very good at internal equity. So if you're a GS-11 or GS-12 manager, scientist, whatever, man or woman, it doesn't matter because you're pretty much locked in. You're going to get paid the same. And we see that, the perceptual difference between men and women is very close. There's some occupational differences, obviously. Men are still more likely to be in the senior executive service and the higher grade levels, but that gap is closing. But you're right. The current federal pay system is very good at maintaining internal equity, and pay is not much of an issue in the federal government in terms of gender difference.
So whether you think federal employees are paid too much or too little for the jobs they do, at least you can't say they're not paid equally for the jobs they do.
That is absolutely correct.
And John Palguda, Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. As always, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Tom. Thanks for having me.